Iran says it has a brand new underground missile city, and the country's Revolutionary Guard wants everyone to know about it. Iran released this video of what is believed to be the country's third large-scale underground storage facility. The video's release comes as President Donald Trump's two-month timeline for Iran to Tehran to reach a new nuclear or else looms. In the nearly 90-second montage aired by Iranian state media, top military commanders are seen touring the weapons complex, showcasing some of Iran's most sophisticated weapons, including Kbar Shikhan, Ghadr H, and other land attack cruise missiles, which were used in Tehran's attack on Israel late last year. The video, however, also shows some major design and engineering flaws within the complex. Everything from munition storage to open tunnels and the presence of large chasms coupled with the lack of blast doors or seemingly any other stabilizing features leaves the complex at risk of major explosions if under attack, meaning if a bunker buster or some other type of penetrating weapon gets through, the damage inside Missile City from all the secondary explosions could be severe. Iran is very proud of its underground complexes, though. The regime revealed another underground ballistic missile storage facility in November of 2020. That complex made use of an automated rail system to transport weapons through tunnels. A few years later, Tehran unveiled another large underground facility made to house military aircraft, including drones. As we mentioned, the latest highlight reel comes at a particularly tense time for Iran. President Trump is demanding Tehran accept an agreement to dismantle its nuclear program, including uranium enrichment and missile production. Trump says Iran is facing severe consequences if it doesn't accept the deal, including military action and stricter sanctions. But Iran is still rejecting the proposal, citing national security concerns and repeatedly claiming its nuclear program is for energy purposes. In response, the U.S. deployed a pair of aircraft carriers to the Middle East in a show of force. There are also signs of a B-2 bomber buildup on an island in the Indian Ocean, close enough to strike Tehran, but far enough away to avoid its missiles. Trump also sent a letter earlier this month to Tehran's leadership, floating the idea of talks about its nuclear program while threatening military action if they refused. Iran's supreme leader also dismissed that offer, calling the U.S. a bully. There's also the issue of U.S. airstrikes in Yemen against the Iranian-backed Houthi militants, which is adding to the tensions. Trump warned Iran it would be held accountable for the Houthi attacks, since the regime supplies the Houthis as part of its axis of resistance.